Welcome into Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, sponsored by Carl Otto of Webster City. On this Monday evening, Quinn Douglas ready to kick off our program. We're talking with our area volleyball coaches tonight. First up is the head volleyball coach of the Webster City Lynx, Jess Howard, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yes, no problem.
So as we look at your squad coming into this season, it feels like kind of the recurring theme the last couple of years is you've lost some senior classes with some key contributors, but your team's been able to fill those spots pretty consistently. This year, looking like much of the same, but when you look at those seniors that you do have to replace, what's been some of the important roles you're trying to replace with that exiting senior class?
Yeah, we had a big senior class that came through last year and gave us a lot of good minutes out on the court for us, but we've got a good nucleus of seniors that have been really working on their leadership and their volleyball skills throughout the off season to come out and come out strong this year with volleyball. So we've got six seniors that are coming back and have a lot of playing time themselves, you know, either in the front row or the back row, and a lot of experience to back up their abilities. And we've got a huge junior class coming in, and we've got a big group of sophomores, and freshmen are looking really strong too. So it's looking like a strong set of girls, 9-12 for us.
In looking individually at some of these spots that are going to be key for your team this year, center position it looks to be one that is pretty open compared to last year. You had two seniors rotating in, and Ava Peterson and Delaney Barkfried, and you graduate both of them, and that center position, who are some girls that you and the staff are looking at in terms of that center spot?
Right, we've got four girls, 10 through 12, that are kind of competing for those center positions right now. It's Olivia Gallantine, who's a senior for us, who'll do a good job in the front row and also, you know, commanding the offense offensively for us in the back row as a setter. And we've got Ellie Peterson, who's a junior, Tristan Wright, and Lovey Prusman, who are both sophomores, that are all vying for that position to command our offense and get the ball running for us.
And you mentioned Olivia Gallantine, sort of that could compete for that setter spot, sort of maybe in the same position Delaney Barkfried was, splitting time at setter and attacking on offense for your squad. When you look at the attackers, you have Gallantine, who had almost 200 kills a year ago. You bring back your middle hitter, Marissa Hedin, who had almost 150. You got a couple others, Natalie Norton, Addison Poppin, who definitely contributed on offense. When you look at those attackers, what are just some of the improvements you've seen from that group specifically so far?
Yeah, those four seniors are doing a great job of just learning the court even more than they did last year, you know, and kind of building off of where they left off instead of having to gain some ground to get back to where they were at the end of last season. So they're looking really strong right now. They're seeing the court and able to attack different areas, and just their leadership on the court, you can tell that they are composed and they're ready to handle any adverse situations that we have to go through, and they're willing to lead us when we're doing really well. So it's just a good group of girls that we've got coming back to help us fill all six of our hitter spots.
And looking at the back row, that libero spot, that's a spot that at least the last couple of years your program has been able to produce some really high-level liberos. Chloe Savitsky appears to be next in line. She had a really good junior season as a libero with a team-high 340 digs. Coming into her senior season, what are just some improvements you've seen from her in terms of her backline defense and what she's been able to bring to the table?
Yeah, I mean, Chloe, she's got great foot speed, and she's got a strong platform to be able to pass off of, and she's doing a great job of reading the ball and understanding the game and instinctually knowing where the ball is going to go, getting herself in good position based off of what the hitter's doing on the other side. And so just doing a good job of reading the ball and getting her body where it needs to be to be able to pop it up.
And looking at your opening slate, still, you know, a couple weeks away, but you open up, you hit the ground running with a quad at Roland Story. It's been a normal quad for your program the last couple of years on the 26th. You host Boone, which will be a good non-conference test to open up your home slate on the 29th before the St. Edmund tournament on that final Saturday of August. And just getting from where we are right now to that final week of August when matches start, what's maybe the biggest area of growth you and the staff are looking for in this squad here before we get games underway?
I mean we've been working on individual skills throughout the summer, just making sure that they're focusing in on things that they need to work on to get better for for the next season or for this upcoming season, but really just looking for that cohesiveness, the piece that pulls everything together and gets the girls playing as a team, because that's ultimately what's going to bring them the success that they need on the court. And so just making sure that we get the team playing together, get the girls trusting the girls on each side of them so that they're not overcompensating, not in playing more than just their spot, and just getting them to play together.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here once we get into the regular season.
Sounds good.
That was Jess Howard, the head volleyball coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Ottawa Webster City. We're talking with South Hamilton volleyball coach Shannon Scartweed after the break on 95.7 FM.